This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has indicated that the House of Representatives will vote Wednesday to send official impeachment charges to the Senate, bringing the start of U.S. President Donald Trump's historic impeachment trial one step closer to reality. Pelosi's announcement came during a private meeting with House Democrats nearly a month after the Democrat-led House voted to impeach Trump on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries.
The next step is simple. The Senate should conduct a fair trial.
They spent 4 weeks demonstrating through their actions that impeachment is actually not that urgent, and they do not actually have much confidence in their case.
And that was Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The Republican-controlled Senate is widely expected to acquit Trump, particularly since no Republicans have expressed support for removing him from office. In a televised speech, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani pledged Tuesday to punish those responsible for the accidental downing of a Ukrainian passenger jet, calling the incident unforgivable. Also Tuesday, a spokesman said some people had been arrested for their role in shooting down the plane, but did not specify how many or how they were connected. In the UK, Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's against a military conflict with Iran and feels for the Iranian people.
Iran, when you look at it, it's an amazing country. It's 80 million people. It's got a young population. They're literate. They should be orientated towards free markets, towards our way of doing things. And yet they're the captives, they're the prisoners of this approach, this government that they have. Well,
this is VOA News. Hundreds of students at a prestigious Iranian university openly denounced their Islamic rulers in a third day of protests Monday. Iranian police have denied using live ammunition against protesters in Tehran who have been demonstrating since Saturday against the government's attempt to cover up its downing of a Ukrainian passenger plane. Protesters in Tehran and other Iranian cities are demanding accountability for the deaths of 82 Iranian citizens who were among the 176 people killed in the plane crash. The Trump administration has called on the Iranian authorities to refrain from using force against the protesters. The United States has rejected a request by the Iraqi government to pull troops and has threatened possible sanctions in response to the request. Analysts say sanctions against Iraq could wipe out economic progress, however small, made over the past several years. Sanctions also could force Iraq to further align with U.S. rivals like Iran. Dale Gavlak reports for VOA from Amman, Jordan.
As U.S. troops clear rubble from a military base in western Iraq struck by Iranian missiles, many wonder how tensions will play out between the Iraqi government and the U.S. military following the U.S. killing of top Iranian commander Qasem Soleimani in Baghdad. Abbas Kadhim heads the Washington-based Atlantic Council's Iraq Initiative. He says the U.S. killing of Soleimani and Iran's retribution, both on Iraqi soil, undermined its sovereignty.
The Iraqi government is not interested in kicking out the U.S. troops. More, it's the pressures on the Iraqi government from Iran, from friends of Iran who are inside Iraq, mostly armed groups that do not necessarily obey the orders of the commander-in-chief of the Iraqi security forces, that's the prime minister.
Dale Gavlak for VOA News, Amman.
Some analysts have dismissed the Trump administration's threats as just rhetoric, but it has been reported that possible sanctions are being drafted. Democratic presidential candidates meet for a critical debate Tuesday in Iowa, less than 3 weeks before Iowa voters kick off the presidential nomination process on February 3rd. A total of six Democratic contenders will be on stage with signs of growing tension among some of the candidates. The International Organization for Migration says most of the more than 1,000 migrants who fled escalating violence and deteriorating humanitarian conditions in Libya over the past 2 weeks have returned to Libyan shores and been sent to abusive detention centers. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva. The IOM says a solution must be found to safeguard the lives and alleviate the suffering of thousands of men and women and children who are being held in inhumane conditions. I'm Laurel Bowman. This is VOA News.